You are Locked On Ravens, your daily podcast on the Baltimore Ravens, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, I'm Jacob Troxell, and welcome to the Locked On Ravens podcast. Hope everyone had a great holiday season, and Baltimore Ravens are just a few days away from playing the Chargers once again, this time in the playoffs and this time in Baltimore. Now, last time we saw these two teams, things were a little bit different. Baltimore's playoff hopes were not as bright, but obviously they ended up winning the division. Pittsburgh Steelers did not. And Baltimore now facing a team that they handled pretty well on the road and in a tough environment on a short week, and now they get to host them this week. So today, just real quick, going to look at the injury report because it's not very long for the Ravens, and the challenges that come with playing a team twice in such a short time span. And real quick, might as well get to that injury report I mentioned. It's not very long for Baltimore. Only one player held out of practice today, and that was Tavon Young, the cornerback. And the Chargers injury report, a little bit different. Did not participate was linebacker Jatavius Brown. Brandon Mebane was not injury related. Limited was Austin Eckler, the running back. Full participants were Melvin Gordon, running back guard Dan Feeney, tackle Sam Tevy, and safety Jaleel Adey. Shoulder injury for him. So those guys dealing with some injuries. But as we move forward and look into this matchup, you know, one of the big things to me, I think, and we'll get into this a little bit more later in the week, but Melvin Gordon's health this time around, I think, is going to be a much bigger factor because he previously was coming off of a three-week absence and only rushed for 12 yards, was not very efficient in that game. And I think that's been a large part of the Chargers' identity. Now, I know they were able to take down the Chiefs on the road in a tough environment there without some of their best players, but it is very difficult to go on a run and win consecutive games without your best players. And you know, I know he did play in the game against Baltimore, but it's just very different. Even if you have a player who's a little bit beat up in playing, you might game plan a little bit differently. But with everyone, well, not everyone, but a large number of players for the Chargers coming to this game a little bit healthier, I think that changes things, and it changes things schematically how the Los Angeles Chargers can look at things against this Baltimore offense. And in terms of beating a team twice, it's a difficult task, especially in a short period of time here because, well, the Chargers just saw the Ravens. They saw the Ravens' identity. Baltimore is one of the only teams in the league that is doing what they're doing right now. And I think this is important here, especially because Baltimore, if they were a generic kind of offense that we see across the NFL, I think this game wouldn't pose as much of a threat on short time. But because Baltimore plays a completely different style, it's difficult, I think, to game plan in just a week's time for it because you're just not used to it. You're just not used to the way that you know, you see guys coming out of their blocks. We talk a lot about the you know, tight ends and guards pulling. You got Lamar Jackson all over the place, and you know, even when he's not running. I mean, going back to the last game, he was sacked 3 times, but for only 2 yards. You know, even when he's not extending plays with his legs fully, he's at least escaping large losses. So it's just a lot to deal with coming out of the Baltimore backfield. And I think that's an advantage to the Chargers in this situation because they're at least a little bit familiar with this offense. And I think the you know, coming out of the bye week, how new this Ravens offense was and how completely different it was, I think it threw some teams off. And not to discredit anything they've done, this has been a great transformation. This offense is clearly working, and it's gotten them to the playoffs. It won them the division. But it's just it's something that could be game planned a little bit easier for when you just saw it recently. So hopefully for Baltimore, you know, they're able to maybe add a few different looks in there. But you know, I think from a game plan perspective for Baltimore, you know, that's where you need to get creative. Even more so now that, you know, this is an offense that it's not just, something you've been doing the last couple weeks that's been working. This is now you're all in on this scheme. You're all in on this, and this has to be, the way you make a run in the playoffs now. I think it's important again that you get ahead in the game. That's something they did, last time against the Chargers, where even though they were only ahead 6-3 in the first half, that allowed them to continuously play their style. And of course it helps when Lamar Jackson throws for a career high and throws for over 200 yards for the first time and is able to connect with Mark Andrews for a deep touchdown pass where Andrews just took off down the boundary. So, you know, all those things help, but you know, at the end of the day, I think it just comes down to, can you provide enough different looks that is going to make Los Angeles look at your offense and say, wow, I haven't seen that before still. You know, I think on this short notice, you really have to get creative, even more, you know, and maybe that's something as simple as keeping them, on their toes early. Maybe you try to mix things up, you know, maybe via some, you know, reverses, jet sweeps, trick plays, you know, whatever it is you can do to continuously keep teams on their toes against this offense, the better. And that's what I'm going to look for, especially early, is, and I think, you know, part of maybe what you can do with that is using Kenneth Dixon a little bit more, because I think the last few weeks he's looked better in space than Gus Edwards has. You know, maybe there are different ways you can get him involved. You know, going back to last week, I think one situation in that Cleveland Browns game that kind of stood out to me that I think was maybe a little bit too creative was the situation at the goal line where Baltimore, instead of just kind of running up the middle, they tried to get too creative, ran a tight end fullback dive sort of play on the goal line there. And I think, you know, that was something that, you know, going into this kind of final stretch we were talking about, you know, and especially going into that previous Chargers game, we were talking about, you know, when are you going to decide to use the Lamar Jackson card? You know, it feels like you only have maybe 10 design runs a game that you're really going to, you're going to pull that one out. When are you going to decide to do that? I think that would have been a great time there on that down, that specific down, to do it. Obviously very easy for any of us to sit back and say, afterwards, but I just think at the goal line, you want to especially put the ball in one of your premier ball handlers, hands there. So, again, you know, that's just kind of looking at things, creatively, you know, what can you do to mix things up? I think, you know, that was a good situation, a good example of how they were able to mix things up, just didn't obviously, execute it well enough. And, maybe we're just overthinking when you could have just, you know, really only needed I think it was only like a yard. So, how can Baltimore do that? And that's something, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about. Now, here's something I do think that we can expect to see a lot of, and this has kind of been the trend as things have gone on with Lamar Jackson at quarterback, is multiple guys getting multiple targets. And I don't just mean, you know, four, five, six kind of guys that are getting targets in the passing game, but there were many, many players who receive multiple targets in that Los Angeles Chargers game previously, six to be exact. A lot of guys with multiple receptions. No guy had more than two receptions in that game, 12 receptions total. But the big play is what got them there, and they had six guys also with receptions for longer than 10 yards in that game. So I think it's important that we note that with the creativity that's going to come, or the creativity that I think should come again even more in this game, you need to have that balance in the running game and passing game of creativity. You can't have, you know, this dynamic running game and then these vanilla type of generic passing plays. You know, and Baltimore's done, again, a good job of that so far this season. They have not really dumbed things down, I guess you could say, for a rookie quarterback. You know, a lot of people, you know, like to keep things simple or whatever, you know, however you want to phrase it. Lamar, from what I've seen, has been able to diagnose things and find routes that he likes and doesn't like, and has been going through his reads relatively well. And again, you know, with running quarterbacks, something we always talk about, are they keeping their eyes downfield? How are they able to extend plays? I think maybe he could, you know, work a little bit on the contact, the sliding. He is a tough guy, and I think he's very capable of taking some hits. But, you know, he was leaning into the last couple weeks. And, you know, but for the most part, I think he's done a great job of extending plays. And again, like I mentioned earlier, the three sacks in the previous game for two, the previous game with the Chargers for only 2 yards. He certainly has the awareness that you look for in a first-round quarterback draft selection. He is not a guy who looks, you know, worried or scared or like there's too much going on around him. He's always very aware of where he is, where other people are. And I think that's something, too, that you're starting to see with guys of his nature that come into the NFL that run in college, is that they're more aware of not only when things break down, but they're more aware of what is going on in the pocket. I think that's another thing that's key to point out in this matchup, because, you know, with Joey Bosa on that defensive line for the Chargers, you know, that's a you know, top, some people like to call him a top 10 player in the league. And, you know, it's, you know, very, important that Baltimore, again, you know, we mentioned earlier in the year when they played the Denver Broncos, what were they going to be able to do to limit Von Miller? That was one of the best coaching performances I think I've ever seen in limiting a pass rusher, who can also do damage in the ground game. So, you know, they're going to have to be creative now on the defensive side of the ball. How can they be creative? We'll get into that in just a second. Now, to get into the defensive side of the ball, I think it's important to note in this game that, you know, I said you want to be creative, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, it's very true, but you also don't want to be too creative. You don't want to outsmart yourself. You don't want to outthink yourself. You don't want to get into a repetitive pattern of kind of doing something that maybe you don't necessarily feel is your strength, right? You still in all situations want to play to your player's strengths. And I think the Chargers learned in the first game that it was not their strength to kind of throw up one-on-one balls. And you saw it on the first play of the game. Brandon Carr goes up and makes a play over the 6'4" Mike Williams, who has been terrific, you know, with or without Keenan Allen, their other wide receiver, on the field this year. So I think the Chargers know that that is not necessarily their strength against this team. So I expect them to be a lot more creative in the routes they're running, and the, maybe they you know, try to expose some zone coverage. They try to, you know, line up guys close together, maybe use some kind of crossing routes, some over, you know, flooding type of routes where you have a lot of guys kind of moving in one direction to kind of allow Phillip Rivers to pick a matchup in that kind of line of sight that they can possibly win. because, you know, again, like I said, going back to this game being in such a short time frame, you don't want to get, if you're Baltimore, you don't want to get caught in doing something that doesn't play to your strength as well. And I think it's very easy to kind of get complacent for anyone that is in a matchup you feel confident in. And, you know, maybe you, if you're winning that matchup, maybe it's a one-on-one matchup so frequently that maybe you don't respect the possibility of something else coming here in this game. I don't think, if I'm Baltimore, I'm not expecting them to, you know, try the same exact things that they did last time. And that's part of the reason why, again, I think this benefits the Chargers in this game, because Baltimore going into, sure, the Chargers were fighting for a lot in that game. They wanted the number one seed, ultimately didn't get it. Now they got to go on the road to face Baltimore. But Baltimore, that game was essentially your season if the Steelers, I mean, that, remember going back to week 16, if they lost that game on Saturday night, there was a scenario because the Titans had beaten the Washington Redskins the game before that, Saturday afternoon, there was a scenario that if Baltimore didn't win that game, all of a sudden they didn't control their own destiny. They could have been out of the playoffs by Sunday afternoon. So this was very much a you know, I guess you could call a must-win game for Baltimore. And, you know, in terms of what I saw, I thought they, you know, again, were very creative and used a lot of different concepts and were able to get the tight ends moving in different directions downfield and connected on that one big strike. And I think we saw them use guys in different spots. But now I expect it almost to be the reverse of that, where the Chargers are pulling out all the tricks they have in the book. They're going to probably show some different looks that maybe they weren't showing in that first game. They could draw up some different route combinations and you know, use different guys to, you know, maybe switch and get different matchups. You know, they have big physical receivers, and again, that's what they kind of thought was their strength going into this game. Obviously, the 198 net yards showed that they weren't necessarily ready for this Ravens defense. That the 198 net yards was the fourth lowest total since Rivers became the starting quarterback there for the Chargers in his tenure there. So, look, they were just not prepared to take advantage of some of those matchups. So how do they do that this time around? I think, you know, again, it's going to, this game in general, if you learn nothing from this previous matchup and going into this week, know that whoever has the more creative offense here is going to win this game, because, you know, I think a lot of times when people think the Chargers, they think Phillip Rivers, the offensive side of the ball, some of the playmakers they have. But they, again, you know, they have a very respectable defense and, you know, in my opinion, a top 10 defense. So, you know, these defenses are somewhat similar in the skill players they have, you know, especially when you look at the, you know, defensive lines for these two teams, kind of similar, you know, kind of guys and skill sets that are comparable to each other. So I think it's going to come down to who can be more creative. So again, going back to Baltimore, I think Baltimore has to prepare for a number of different route combinations. So how do you do that? So I think Baltimore in the end is going to have to be ready to play some cover three, some cover four. I think, you know, they can, for the most part, give the underneath routes. But what is going to play to the Chargers' strength is, again, using that size, using that downfield speed. And if you can limit that for the most part in this game, you're probably going to be fine. And one last thing, again, going all the way back to the road win in Pittsburgh early in the year, and we saw this in the first matchup. I think Baltimore did a great job of this, and they have to do it again. And this is what is annoying to a team who wants to run a lot of those deep route concepts, is the late movement we saw between the two safeties and also other guys in the defense. When you're able to move late like that, you confuse Phillip Rivers, you know, with what scheme he's possibly seeing. It's a lot tougher to diagnose a coverage in the middle of the play versus pre-snap. If you're judging and you're able to determine what the coverage is pre-snap, so many things and options open up to you. You're able to adjust things, but obviously, you know, once you're going, once you snap the ball, you only have a few seconds to diagnose things and find out where you need to get the ball to and which matchup is the favorable one. And that's why I think, you know, I mentioned the kind of like the flood routes where you kind of run things all to one side. If Baltimore is doing a lot of that late movement and they're doing a good job of it and they're confusing Phillip Rivers in the coverage, I think that will help him identify the coverage, find the matchup he's going to be able to, you know, he wants to find, and get the ball out in time. So Baltimore has to be able to limit those types of plays to those underneath routes. So hopefully that all makes sense. And it'll be a really interesting matchup. I think Baltimore will be able to limit the big play. And, you know, as long as they're, again, getting off to a fast start, limiting the receivers, and I'm sure Melvin Gordon will get more carries in this game, being that he's healthy, but limiting those carries, limiting things up the middle, and forcing Phillip Rivers to get rid of the ball quickly, all major keys going into this game for Baltimore.